River 949, Marnie and Campo for breakfast. If it's flooded, forget it, Marnie. Mm-hmm. Best friend of the show, Bob Bundy, Regional Manager Southwest, Marnie, and the Lockyer Valley region for the SES. He joins us now. How are you doing, Bob?
Good, thanks, Campo, and morning, Marnie.
Hello. Mate, you've had a busy bit of a time at the moment, so we appreciate you taking the time to chat to us.
How many jobs have you been out on, Bob?
Oh, look, we've had about 90 requests for assistance across the region, so it's been a busy few days for the troops, but they've done a good job. Most of those have been probably around 70-something have been finalised, and we're working on the others. But it has been a busy time, and we're hoping the rain sort of eases off a little and gives us a bit of a break soon.
So, Bob, you heard Mayor Tanya Milligan on the show with us yesterday, and you thought her message was quite apt.
Yeah, I was really impressed with that. I thought she hit it on the head. We've had a lot of requests for people, and I'll give you one example. We had a family of five with five kids in a place, and they were advised on Sunday that they should evacuate. Chose not to, brought an extra half a dozen kids in, and then said they've got 11 children in a house with water up to their knees, and at the moment, because the whole area is saturated where it is, we can't get to them. So, you know, we wish people would take the advice. So, yeah.
Who's the decision maker in these positions? That's just ridiculous, you know, putting kids' lives in danger.
Yeah. Oh, look, it happens. And the same with, I heard you play the flooded forget it message, and, you know, that still happens. We're still getting cars and that people are trying to drive through, and, you know, we just got to keep putting the message out and hope people listen. But we work with the local governments, so the local governments are very, they're sort of, I guess, the lead agency, if you want to call it that, for flood and storm events. And we work very closely with them in conjunction with them because we're part of local.
Well, that's right. Bob did think that Tanya Milligan was quite diplomatic, but I won't be, Marty. The F-wits stop going through the flooded waters.
Well, she has to be, and we get it, Bob, and she gets very frustrated, as you would, because that's it. As she said, she gets calls herself where people then ring her and say, come help me. And she's like, well, look, were you not told or you were advised to do this? You get put in a very awkward position, you know, where it makes it, again, and in your situation too, Bob, like you get called out to people where they've been advised to do what is best for their safety and everyone else, and then you end up in danger having to go and rescue people.
Well, that's right. And people need to remember our SES members are volunteers. So, they're potentially putting themselves at risk and, harmful to their families and that sort of stuff. And they'll do it. They'll try, their best. But if people had heeded the notices, they wouldn't have to be put in that position. So it's very important to take advice.
No, well, thank God for you guys. And the Inglewood situation, they had to evacuate this morning. What's the go?
Yeah, through the night, the river got up to above quite a bit of water, came through Kilmundra Dam and in the catchment area there, so that flows onto Inglewood. So virtually most of the town was affected. I don't know at this stage how many houses actually got water into them, but they evacuated the residents all through the night, so into higher points, and hopefully the river's peaked, we think, at the moment, and hopefully it'll recede fairly quickly so we can get back in and start the clean-up process if necessary.
Yeah.
All right, mate. So, what's on for today? What's your first agenda this morning? What's happening?
Look, we've still got some jobs out. We've got a couple of jobs at John Darien and still out the Western Downs. The river looks like going up there or cutting off Condamine anyway. So we're sort of deploying people. We're bringing some extra SES volunteers and swift water crews out of Brisbane to go to Texas because it's likely to be inundated, and we'll probably have to fly them in or helicopter them in because the roads are all cut off at the moment. So still busy time, so we're hoping the weather system moves further east and gives us a bit of a break.
Yeah, well, a great friend of mine owns the John Darien Hotel, Terry Cook. Is he all good out there, Cookie?
I hope so. I've got some people going from Toowoomba out to Dolby shortly to some floodboat operators just to be on standby in case they're needed. So I'm hoping they can still get out. There's a bit of water on the roads, but if they take it carefully. A lot of roads closed. I know in the Western Downs region yesterday there was 56 roads closed. They're actually, flat out just putting signs up yesterday. So the council was. So, people need to take care. And if possible, stay at home. It's not the weather for out and about at the moment.
No, and you're right. If you need to be only, like by necessity, don't be, getting out and about.
All right. And people need the SES, what's the number? Yeah. Bob, how can people get in touch with everyone?
Yeah, please call the 132500 number, and then we have a system that operates from there.
All right. Bob Bundy, best friend of the show.
Thank you,
Bob. Thank you so much for joining us again, Bob.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thanks, guys. Yeah, Talk to you later.
Bob Bundy, Regional Manager, South West and the Lockyer Region, Marnie, for the SES. Great, legend. Great bloke. River 949.